This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Companies are offering expensive surveillance tools for criminal inquiries, but critics say they're also being used against journalists and activists. Uber said last week that it lost $1.2 billion in the first half of this year, with China accounting for a significant portion. Now, Chinese antitrust officials are questioning Uber's sale of its Chinese operation to the largest competitor, Didi. Mylan, the drug company, has been trying to classify EpiPens as both a brand name and a generic. The owners of generic drugs pay rebates of 13% of the average manufacturer's price, but manufacturers of brand name drugs must offer discounts of about 23% off that average price. Both party candidates are claiming to oppose President Obama's Trans-Pacific Trade Pact, TPP, but all 28 House members that voted to give the measure fast-track authority survived primary challenges on the issue. Nonetheless, it faces huge hurdles for adoption this year. Four states, 364 counties, and 39 cities have laws that limit the cooperation of local officials with requests from federal authorities to hold immigrants in detention. These are sanctuary cities and counties. Oklahoma officials ordered oil and gas operators to shut down 36 wastewater disposal wells following a 5.6 magnitude earthquake that tied a record as the strongest in state history. 1.5 million people over 50 are unable to find work and report age discrimination. A 2016 study found robust evidence that age discrimination in the workplace starts earlier for women and never relents. The pay gap kicks in early at age 32 when women start getting passed over for promotion. The Museum of Dissidents in Cuba is a website that chronicles a long line of people who've stood in opposition to the government throughout history. Countries accounting for 55% of the world's emissions must present formal ratification documents for the climate treaty to take effect. And together, China and the United States generate nearly 40% of the world's emissions, and they have now agreed to sign. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.